Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. And I'd love to just read this excerpt and have you speak to it. You say one of the primary reasons it's so difficult to maintain an eternal paradigm is because we don't really think much about eternity or how to prepare for it. Having only a tenuous grasp on what we think eternity might be, we plan for the trip, but not for the destination. How different would our lives be if we planned them with the end in mind? Say more.
Yes, that imagery there of actually living our lives backwards, as it were, you look into the future, where do you want to be, what do you want your life to look like, and then letting that determine, the destiny determines the journey. Rather than just living from day to day, we have a vision, we have a calling, the image of vocari, of calling, where we're being pulled in a direction that God has a purpose for us, and we will not see that. I have a phrase I like to use, that the world will define us by default, that is to say, do nothing, and it'll be more than happy to tell us what the price tags are, what things look like. But the word will only define us by discipline. Now there's a problem, because you see, just do nothing and you'll be sucked right back into the ethos of the earthbound thinking, just by natural default. The only way of overcoming that downward pull, that inertia, that gravity, as it were, of the world, is going to be taking the wings of the spirit and taking a totally different orientation, a top-down vision of life rather than this bottom-up that we constantly get. It's so ubiquitous, so invasive, pervasive. We constantly get exposed to that. And so I'm arguing that we need to make choices. And the way that we will do that is going to be to see our life from God's perspective and then invite His perspective to infuse our imaginations, our hearts. We become what we love. So it's more than just the thinking. It's also our very heart, our very wellspring, our very being, that we have a new journey. So what does the flourishing and fruitful life look like? Contrast that with what the world claims it is, because it leads to emptiness and despair in the end, whereas the scriptures give us a radically different vision. What I tell people in the simplest terms is we all have broken stories. We're in a fallen world. But how do we fix our broken story? Dashed hopes and dreams, betrayals, disappointments, and many number of things that break our stories. How do you fix it? And I say the only way I know to fix a broken story is to embed it in a greater story. In fact, the greatest story ever told, God's story, His story. And when I see it that way, then, now I'm part of a story, the greatest story ever told, which has, as Dante called it, the divine comedy. He actually called it commedia, is the term he used. What does he mean by comedy? It means it begins and it ends well. Mm-hmm. And so that's what our journey is. We're part of it, we're embedded. It's the four acts, or creation, then fall, then redemption, and then the new creation, the consummation of all things. And so we are in a journey. As Julian of Norwich put it, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.